This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You know, there's a lot of different types of liberals. Nice folks like Sting that mean well. I know folks that know him. He's a good guy. You got somebody like Bono, who gives 99% of the money he raises for African charities to himself and is proud of it, and then lectures everyone about global government and how we should open our borders up. It's just sick. It's crazy. We're going to play later that song, The Truth About Alex Jones, from Michael Graves, officialmichaelgraves.com, for all the different bands and things he does. But just finishing up, gut level, you're a smart guy. Obviously, them trying to ban the Sex Pistols or trying to ban the Misfits in different venues made them bigger, not just that the music was good and raw and real. So why do authoritarians keep thinking this will work? I mean, I guess if you get total tyranny like a Hitler or a Stalin or a Lenin or a Mao, sometimes it works. And that's my concern. They think with big tech and this combination with government and Hollywood that they can go all the way. But the only way they're going to succeed is to go all the way. And you read their white papers, they say they're going to go all the way. So I think people need to understand this is do or die now. What's your gut level on where this is going?
I believe that we are going to have to continue through the fire. I don't believe that the leftists are going to let up. They say that they're not going to let up. And again, we have to just be strong and courageous and keep that attitude of victory and love and lifting each other up as we are. And just the way that we've been doing. I'm in the game of, again, lifting people up. And one of the reasons that InfoWars is so important to me as an artist, because I as well am a great communicator. And in order to effectively communicate a cleaner, attuned vision, there's that synergy of mind, body, and soul, Alex, and your organization has all of those things to through your products that I use on the road. I have my silver bullet, I have my iodine, my Supermal Vitality. Like you, I'm working all the time. From the time I open up my eyes to the time I go to sleep, I have to be on stage. I perform at a very, very high level. But that conveyance of emotion and spirit comes from the core of our humanity, and your products that enhance our mind, body.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. You know, they are great products, but you're in a lot better shape than I am. So that means a lot. What do you think is going to happen if they lose the midterms? Because you're right. They're getting more and more crazed. It's their religion. They're getting more and more violent. Then they say, we're violent when we're not. How do you think this ends?
Well, I believe in what the Bible says, and so I believe that at the end of the day we're going to be victorious. If we lose the midterms, we're in big trouble. I think we're in deep doo doo.
I agree,
because the left are saying exactly what they want to do to us. Look what they're doing to us right now. It's not going to get any better if more of these people assume power. The struggle is right before us, and it's clear as day, and it's just going to get worse. God forbid the left wins the midterms.
I agree, because they said they're going into pure tyranny. They're going to roll it all up. Michael Graves, officialmichaelgraves.com. Join us in the next few weeks for a full hour if you're ever in Austin. I know you guys come to Austin sometimes. Please come in here, because we love the work you're doing, and I love your music already, so talking to you, I wish I'd have known that you were a fan years ago. We'd already had you on, a big fan of your work. So thank you for my family, because I know you say, oh, you're just at a junior level doing this. No, everybody standing up who's in the public eye and being persecuted, we're all equal when it comes to this, on this continuum. And so for my children, my wife, my family, thank you for being a real man, and we really appreciate you, and I look forward to having you back on.
Alex, thank you. God bless you, your family, your entire organization, everybody associated with you. Alex, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Guys got a lot of spirit. You can hear it in the music. All right. Find out more at officialmichaelgraves.com. We're with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, the most banned transmission in the world, straight ahead with critical intel. Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, when I hit a hole in one, I will tell you. But it's not really a hole-in-one, because these people are so predictable. Criminals, sociopaths, psychopaths. That's why cops can literally, after years of following a psychopath, can figure out when they're going to strike, where, and really good detectives can actually have a hunch. It's not a hunch. It's their big subconscious brain going with their gut and then catching. But that's happened hundreds of times in the U.S. It happens in Europe. People literally learn how to get the mind of it. And I said, last Tuesday, they're going to roll out more women. I'd say one on the weekend, probably Sunday night, about 7 o'clock. I played this yesterday. And then I said another day or two later, and then right before the vote, I said at least three. Well, it's now three. It's now gang raping. Meanwhile, all the other witnesses, now it's over 100 women have gone public saying, I knew Kavanaugh. I dated him. He wouldn't even kiss. He was a total nerd. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, you have almost no news coverage of the Pope. I meant to play this video yesterday, running out of a press conference because they kept bringing up sex with children. His deputy Pope is on a secret trial for over 100 trafficked little boys. You've got all these other cardinals busted, 3,000 priests, you know, unsealed indictments, you name it, just in Pennsylvania. This is getting insane. And meanwhile, the left, though, they hold up Bill Cosby, which, if you really look at that, folks, it's a setup, because he was a conservative. He didn't play ball with the globalist. I'm not defending him. I'm not saying it's perfect. It's seedy. It's weird. But women go to a house. They take the drink. They take the pills. They go to a poker party at a hotel room with a bunch of dudes. And then they're playmates. I mean, you know what playmates are. They're hookers. I mean, that's a known fact. It's high-level hookers. And I'm saying, fine, send Bill Cosby to the electric chair. Firing squad his ass. Seriously. But then let's get Bill Clinton in trouble for flying on the Lolita Express with little kidnapped girls. Let's Hillary supporting known convicted pedophiles and protecting them, and everything else they've done, and the Vatican taken over by this vampiric cult that energetically sucks the energy off children. That's what it is. And I told you under Trump, they start getting busted worldwide, and they are. Arrest of pedophiles are up 15-plus fold. You'll see hundreds of arrests here, hundreds of arrests there, children caught in cages, dead bodies, and it just gets, whoa, 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 whoa. The cops bust them, the witnesses bust them, Trump's green-lighted it, but the courts, it stops. So Leo Zagami joins us to get into this. He, of course, is from an aristocratic family, and he's friends with Berlusconi, and he first, 5 years before the current Jesuit Pope was in charge, said he'd be the Pope, said he would start announcing, we shouldn't have popes for life once they're elected. We should step down, which is now what they're saying. And so he's got, let me tell you, I've been to the Vatican with him, and, you know, he's got a lot of pull there with the patriots that are in there. There's not just evil there. You know, there's some good people there as well. So Leo is the consummate insider, and he has been in the Islamic secret societies, the Christian secret societies, the P2 Lodge. He's in all of it. In fact, when I was there, and I agreed not to get into any details, but he took me to some of the castles and, you know, facilities and things. In fact, he was going to take me to more, but I was exhausted because, you know, you're already 7 hours back when you're from Texas. And so it's the, you know, equivalent of, you know, you're totally exhausted, and then it's already midnight there, and you're tromping around under a full moon in Rome going to castles. But Leo Zagami is with us right now. You can see all of the interviews, but our YouTube channel's gone. I'll have to re-upload those. But Leo, what an incredible time. You know, for me, the way the left claims men and women having sex or men and women together is this dirty, bad thing. But then they want to now say babies aren't boys or girls at birth. They want to inflict them with mental illness from birth. They're targeting children because they can't fight off the pedophilia. They use the transsexualism as the cover for that, quote, educating the children. And then they look at Kavanaugh and they say, oh, but he's the devil. And they just escalate these charges. And then all the witnesses say none of it's true. What do you think's really going on here? And then I know you've got some big developments on the main high priestess of the Aleister Crowley movement. That's coming up next segment. Who's in the John Podesta emails. She supposedly got assaulted, a pitcher smashed over her head by some activist. Was that a staged event? But again, this is the woman that supposedly is a vampire priestess. They all bragged that, oh, she's like 80 years old, but she looks so young. Give me a break. Got a rubber chicken head like Joan Rivers did. So Leo Zagami of LeoZagami.com, best-selling author, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Alex. It's great to be back on the show. Regarding Marina Abramović, apparently it was a genuine attack. I mean, she was shocked. This canvas was broken on her head by this Eastern European artist who in the past has challenged other artists.
Well, let's get to that next segment then. I was just throwing out possibilities. I mean, you're the expert in Europe. I defer to your...
Regarding the scoop of the moment, Alex, there is a really big one. The Pope has said himself during a comment regarding John Paul II, that he's considered, John Paul II is considered a saint, while he himself is a devil. He said, John Paul II was a saint. I am a devil. This is between brackets what he said. So he actually admitted he's the devil, and he did it while he was traveling Saturday to Lithuania. So, I mean...
that's Associated Press. I forgot. That's the headline. Quote, Trump admits... Pope admits that he's the devil. So there's your quote. Let's put that up for people. In fact, we should have started with this. We'll get to the Aleister Crowley preaches in a minute. Leo Zagami, please start over.
So, as I said, while he was traveling to Lithuania, he was presented with this book, I think, on John Paul II. And during the conversation with the journalist, he said basically that John Paul II was a saint and he was instead a devil. So, I mean, he himself has admitted that he's really something totally different from John Paul II. And his deal with the Chinese is gathering more and more controversy because the emeritus bishop of Hong Kong, Bishop Zen, has heavily criticized this agreement. Basically, what Pope Francis has done in China, he has given his underground church to the Chinese authorities, who have already nominated their own bishops, and that means basically bringing people to a concentration camp.
Let me stop you, because you're so on target. The Pope has declared himself, I am the devil. Revelation is now being fulfilled. We'll pull the verses up. And they have ordered via the Jesuits the Chinese to give all the names of underground Catholics so they can be arrested and killed. This is in the news. He is literally turning over the faithful in a 500, 600-year-old ancient secret Catholic organizations, which helped go into Japan when it was the death penalty. They are literally turning over the saints in China. The man is the devil. My God.
Well, it seems he is. And now he's been caught in a giant lie by a group of witnesses who had denounced these pedophile activities in Buenos Aires, and there is a documentary that was published on the 13th of September by LifeSite News, I think, and basically these witnesses are denouncing Pope Francis and saying that Pope Francis published a book in 2010 when he was still Archbishop of Buenos Aires, and he completely lied. He said, we never had a case of pedophile here in our diocese. He lied. And now these victims are they're bringing forward the testimony. So
we're going to talk about that, but the big bombshell here is, why would he, we come back, get into the context. We have the Associated Press, but you're there in Rome. Why would he announce to people, I am the devil? I mean, when you declare yourself Lucifer, this is very religious. This is a special moment here, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we couldn't expect something different from a Jesuit. I mean, from an order that for the first time places their own priest as the Pope, and now he declares himself the devil. This is a revelation, of course, of things to come, and I had already written about it in my book, as you know, Pope Francis.
Let's talk about it, because in Lesser Magic, it is a declaration of blasphemy. I mean, as the Pope saying, I am the devil. This is unbelievable. What does this herald straight ahead with Leo Zagami?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
adaptation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing
for the sun. So we've got the Pope declaring himself the devil in public. We've got giant pedophile rings run by the globalists that have taken over the Vatican and the Catholic Church getting caught everywhere. We got pedophilia coming out of the closet, leftist publications saying your children belong to us. Hospitals saying we won't call kids boys or girls. We're going to totally brainwash them and mess them up. Because that's really what the devil wants control of sex for, is to end procreation. And then you've got Leo Zagami, Vatican expert, who predicted all of this. First said that this current Jesuit had would be the Pope's, you know, 5 years before he was. Wrote books about it. You've got, on top of it, in Europe, the high priestess of the Democratic Party. She's admittedly worshipped by the Clintons, worshipped by the Democratic Party, by John Podesta. She's in the WikiLeaks, getting a painting smashed over her head in Europe. So, Leo Zagami, take it away wherever you want to start again, because this is all just wild what's going on. The corrupt coup in the Catholic Church, I think, is close to being undone, or is that a wrong statement?
Well, they are having difficulties now in finding a replacement for Cardinal McCarry, because first it was supposed to be Bull, then Kupik. Basically, all these cardinals have skeletons in the closet. So the U.S. Catholic Church at the moment doesn't have a real leader, because most of them were nominated by Pope Francis, and they were pedophiles, or they were covering up pedophilia, but they were bringing huge amounts of money in the Vatican, and for this reason the Pope closed an eye, like he always has. At the same time, we have, of course, this link with the Democratic Party in America as well as in Europe. And there is figures like Marina Abramovic that last month in Italy participated to a controversy regarding the immigrants and said that she even made this poster where she said that we are all in the same boat. And now she was attacked in Florence, and Florence is an occult city. Florence is a city with a real tradition of black magic. We have the Monster of Florence, of course, everybody knows about that. But, of course, there is also other links to Satanism in Florence. And suddenly in Florence we have this attack with a canvas where there was painted actually the image of Marina Abramovic by this Eastern European guy, mysterious Eastern European guy, who apparently is doing these acts of... let's say inspired acts in some way against these
pseudo- And I saw, is it accurate, because I read in the papers that he said, you're bringing a satanic ritual to this city, trying to bring in basically the devil in the end of days, that's why I'm opposing you, and he's a well-known provocateur.
He's an agent provocateur, of course, of art, but we know that Marina Abramovic is much more than an artist. She's the high priestess of occultism. She started days back in the ex-Yugoslavia.
Yeah, well, start with that, because literally in the WikiLeaks, but also George Soros, his son, they worship her. They and she's into Aleister Crowley magic. They think she's like a vampire and is younger than she is. I think she looks like a sack of crap. Looks like a big, disgusting maggot. With that, ugh. Anyways, I can't even look at her. But why do they worship this pustule?
Well, she comes from a sort of aristocratic occult background that was also linked to the Soviet Union. At the time, she was a very privileged person in Yugoslavia, and from a very early age, she started to get involved with occultism, and she also embraced the philosophy of Aleister Crowley through a guy called Michael Bertheau, who is based in Chicago. And he's an homosexual, at the same time he's a bishop, self-declared homosexual, but he runs this homosexual secret society called the Corazon Club. So, and at the same time he runs also another secret society that had a branch in Yugoslavia that, of course, Marina Abramovic started to participate to meetings, and of course she discovered Aleister Crowley's philosophy, but also she discovered Michael Bertheau approach to modern art, using modern art and performance art to promote Satanism. So what this guy is actually saying, this provocateur who broke the canvas in the head of Marina Abramovic, is absolutely true. She's not only promoting performance art, she's promoting occultism and dark forces through her art.
Well, that's why in her Reddit Ask Me Anything, she said, when I'm doing art, it's art, but I do these real rituals. And she's obviously been part of the rituals. I don't think she's near the top, but she's their probe. She's their coming out individual. And, you know, I talked to Stanley Kubrick's daughter, and it was all off record, so I can't get into the details, but all hell broke loose after I interviewed her for 2 days. And we should re-upload those interviews. YouTube took them down, but he was never part of the occult, but it was everywhere. And it basically confirmed a lot of things we already knew, Leo.
Well, the strange thing is that even, I mean, after this accident, the mayor of Florence, of course, from the Democratic Party, of course, a close friend of the Clintons, the mayor of Florence apologized, said, oh, we are with you, Marina, sorry for this. She's just an artist. She had broken a canvas on her head. Don't make a big deal out of it. Instead, of course, the mayor of Florence had to endorse and give his support, because she is definitely an idol of the left wing, and she's politicizing her art, not only using it for occult means, and this is becoming more and more evident.
We come back with one of the leading experts in the Vatican in the world, and I knew who he was 15 years ago and read some of his books and thought when it all came true, I met him in Rome, he's just amazing. We'll come back with Leo Zagami on the other side. Get Bravanovich off the screen. I can't look at her anymore, that mental illness, that demon creature. Before we go any further, remember, we're doing a special 16-hour broadcast today, right through midnight tonight. I'll be here, a bunch of big guests tonight, Infowars.com/show. If you'll just email your friends and family and neighbors and coworkers and say, hey, this is the censored show. This is what they don't want you to hear. He's being demonized everywhere. Why don't you find out what's really being said and what's really going on? And I'm taking on the devil-worshipping child molesters. And it's all been proven. And that's why they hate our guts. And they're so close to defeat. So anytime I get a little bit of apprehension here, I just think about the children and how these vampires are literally sucking their souls. And then I man up, just go to the next level. So spread the links, Infowars.com/show. They banned us on the apps except for the Android app, and they'll probably ban that too, but you can download it. It'll still be on your phone, Infowars.com/app. And then this, whatever station you're listening to on radio or watching on TV or cable, tell people. There are a lot of stations that have us on 24 hours a day. Get them out. We don't list all the stations because they then harass them. So you got to look in your area, find out, and then spread the word. We're getting a lot of big affiliates, and it's neck and neck. Every time the enemy does something, it's like Newtonian physics. God just matches it. You match it. So it's just a free will thing. And so we're going to see where this convergence goes. But separately, see the shirt? I just loved it back from the Trump campaign. Well, it's Trump with a severed head of the Gorgon, Hillary. This is metaphysical. It's political. We don't want to cut her head off for real. We already did politically. And it's just a great shirt to have at Infowars.com on the left shoulder. Get yours at InfowarsStore.com or InfowarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, don't be a spectator. Get off the...
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Stand up and be counted.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are right in the middle of a special 16-hour broadcast. We're going right through midnight tonight. A bunch of special guests, comedians, you name it. You don't want to miss it. And again, it's an act of rebellion to spread those links to InfoWars.com. So crank it up! Stand up and be counted, ladies and gentlemen. Decide which side you're on. And stop ceding your energy and your will to the globalists. Make the spiritual decision to stand against them and throw fear to the side. And then, like the Red Sea, the waters part. Leo Zagami's our guest for another segment. Then I got a bunch of clips, and we've got Vox Day joining us, and then just a bunch of other things. I want to play this video. Vladimir Putin tests terrifying new anti-ship missiles by blowing up a fleet of warships in training exercise. But I want to ask Leo Zagami big picture here in a moment, but I didn't plug first hour, so I need to plug or we won't be here. You keep coming through, but I don't come through promoting the products. X2 is the best halogen. It's the purest iodine you can find on the market. It's in the palm oil. It's organic. We get it from oil companies that get it at 7 to 12,000 feet. And it's part of the industrial sabotage we're under, that these companies always find out who we are. They try to jack up the prices and play games. And I broke the contract, so that's it for X2. It's amazing. I'm opening another company. We're working on it. Looks like we've got some ideas, but it's going to be a while till we get more in. It'll be under a new name. When you reformulate under the FDA rules, you got to change the name. But this is the last run of Survival Shield X2. Get it. Experience why so many people are deficient in it. 4.9-star reviews. 6,000-plus reviews, 98%. Nobody else has got that on Power Reviews. The sale's still up there because I'm coming up with the new specials in the next few days. I've just been too busy to even do that, like I'm too busy to plug. So InfoWarsStore.com, we have some of the new specials. I just haven't got rid of this one yet. 40% off the amazing Nootropic Brain Force. People love it. It's excellent. 40% off Secret 12, highest quality organic B12. BuzzFeed tested it and said, oh, his is real clean and real good, but the best is this. Well, ours is the private label of what they said is the best in the country. What morons. Oh, and ours was $10 less than what Jeff Bezos sells. And why does Bezos have some supplements that are amongst the best? Because you want it to work so people reorder it. The point is, these are products you need. Air filtration, water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, books, T-shirts, videos. I've got the new George Washington in his prime Indian War shirt that great patriots in a local military group designed and put together. It's got him with the tomahawk and the musket. So that's another bestseller, and these are limited editions. At InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, that said, go to LeoZagami.com and get his amazing books. Leo, you 6-7 years ago, whenever you wrote, I mean, I know it was 5 years before he got in, wrote the book on Pope Francis and predicted it all, and it's all come true, and the pedophile rings and everything. So give us the next future over the horizon view with your great radar system about what you think is going to happen next, where the world is right now, how Trump ties in, who the different big players are. But just give us the basic boil down of this epic battle, who the bad guys are, who the good guys are, and what you think is going to happen next.
Well, this epic battle internal now to the Catholic Church has moved to the United States of America, as you know. A few days ago, a priest burned a rainbow flag outside the Chicago church in protest of Cardinal Blaise Kupich. And this guy is Reverend Paul Kalkchik. I hope I spell his name well, because he needs our support, because he's been now removed from his office 4 days ago. After he was leading with a few parishioners a prayer of exorcism over this rainbow flag that was used and found in a parish. And apparently it wasn't just a normal rainbow flag. It had also symbols of the Catholic Church on it. So that's why Kalchik led these parishioners in a prayer of exorcism for this flag. But, of course, Cardinal Blaise Kupich with Pope Francis didn't like it.
And by the way, there's no doubt that the LGBT, I don't hate any of those people for what they did, but when they go after children, it's LGBTP, and it's now a cover for pedophilia. The LGBT movement in the main, the big media, the big companies are pro-pedophilia.
Well, unfortunately, the Vatican seems to be pro-pedophilia because, as I said in past shows, there is a large percentage of their clergy that is homosexual. There is also a large percentage that is participating in acts of pedophilia, and the ones who are not participating in acts of pedophilia are covering up for the ones who are doing.
And we have our media covering it up, because it's in the police reports that there are 5-6 men are raping little 8-year-old boys, they're begging for mommy, they're pouring holy water on them, they're saying take the holy water, the semen in their mouth. I don't want to get into details, but these are, for those who don't know, these are classic blasphemy rituals.
This is a war that, of course, started when Donald J. Trump, and we announced it first here on InfoWars, started his war against the pedophilia rings worldwide.
And how did you know that? Because when, about a year before he got elected, you came on and said, when Trump gets in, he'll declare war. And I knew he didn't like pedophiles and had said it on Twitter and things. But how did you know?
Well, because, I mean, he is very close to Cardinal Burke and to all those conservatives and traditionalists that still exist within the Vatican that you also mentioned at the beginning of the show, those people who still believe that the Vatican can be saved in some way. So Donald J. Trump is really not against the Catholic Church, but against this... this progressive Catholic Church that is being crafted.
They're taking it over with their dogma of pedophilia.
Yeah, that is crafted by the Jesuits and their liberal progressive attitude. So, of course, he's against all that. And, of course, Pope Francis is the number one enemy of Donald J. Trump in the world, because him and Soros and the rest of the New World Order are trying in every way possible to censor people like us and at the same time fight Donald Trump. So this is the war that is happening at the moment. And we had a very important meeting last Saturday between Alexander Soros and Obama. This meeting is a sort of formation of a shadow government, Alex. We shouldn't underestimate what they're doing. They're preparing to kick out Trump, and at the same time, they are taking out of the closet Obama, and they are giving him this new organization, which basically is backed by Soros, to interface with all the candidates for the midterm election. So they are forming a shadow government here. They are forming a shadow government preparing for a coup.
Well, I know George Soros is fading off like David Rockefeller into oblivion, but I'm told it's Alex Soros and the documents funding Antifa, who particularly hates me. Why do you think Soros and Alexander Soros hate InfoWars so much?
Because they are the ones who are pushing all this progressive liberal ideology. They are the main sponsors of the left wing in Europe and in the United States of America. They, of course, are allies with China. They are basically pushing this left wing ideology that in the end will instead be the worst fascist state ever once it's implemented, because Silicon Valley, of course, is helping out now this whole project, and they're doing it in the most anti-democratic way. Alexander Soros and Obama last Saturday have been putting together a plan for these midterm elections. We need to understand what was said during this meeting, because it's very important, I think. Because I think that is anti-democratic. I think Alexander Soros shouldn't be allowed to do this in the United States of America, to meet with Obama and to do this kind of meetings in preparation for taking over the whole of the United States of America when they get out of the way Trump.
So, well, Leo, they admit that they've got a 25th Amendment martial law plan. Obama put stay behind networks. I didn't know about the Alex Soros Obama meeting. Tell us during the break where to find that. We're going to come back and ask you, because I agree. With 41 days left, they're making their move on America, on the Brexit, on everybody. What do we do to stop it? Straight ahead. They want us quieted down. They want InfoWars shuttered so we can't broadcast to the troops, as Paul Revere did, when they make their next move. What is the next big move from a man who really has, like nobody else, known what's going to happen, definitely with the Vatican? Leo Zagami, straight ahead.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, as I said earlier in the interview, Leo Zagami is somebody who has broken hundreds of stories years before they come out. He lives in Rome, aristocratic family, dialed into everything. I met with him in Rome, worked with him, amazing contacts. And he has the exclusive that Alexander Soros, now taking the mantle over from his father, who reportedly is becoming senile, formed shadow government with Obama. He's got the exclusive at leozagami.com. And again, this is in preparation to take out Trump. They're in total war mode. They admit they want 25th Amendment. They admit they're trying to remove him. They admit they're engaged in all this. And so he's saying he's got intel on what their moves are going to be. Leo Zagami, obviously this is critical information. People need to listen very, very, very carefully.
The National Democratic Redistricting Committee has been shaped by the Soros as a new toy for the political relaunch of Obama and Michelle Obama, so the Obamas. This motto they have is quite meaningful. The political system is rigged. They have rigged it. Of course it's rigged, but by them, not by us. And instead they are...
I've noticed that. They're calling themselves the resistance. Everything we said, they're now becoming that, then banning me to then step in as the body snatcher into the body.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, even their motto is very similar to the work we have done in the past few years. When they say the political system is rigged, the fight to fix it is now. I mean... This is really ridiculous. I think that people should check out Alexander Soros as the new, really, puppet master of this new world order, because he's arriving from an experience as chairman, of course, of the Open Society. And he's been also indicated this year in the famous World Economic Forum as one of the young global leaders of 2018. So he's the upcoming figure that will replace George Soros. This means, basically, that we were never going to get rid of Soros. Father, son, this family is going to continue pushing their new world order and their democratic, progressive, liberal ways, and of course in support of Pope Francis, and of course with artists like Marina Abramovic that promote this whole thing. So they have the whole system rigged, but they accuse us of having rigged it. I mean, so it's quite...
Why are they so scared now? Because... They admit a lot of publications that globalism is in retreat, it's in trouble. Is that true in your view? Or you know, if this was a football game or a soccer match, where are we right now against the devil worshippers?
Well, just the words that were published on Twitter on the 22nd of September by Alexander Soros are very revealing. He says, "It was great to welcome President Barack Obama back into my home this week and introduce him on behalf of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee." He says, my home. So what is his home? The Democratic Party? Is the Democratic Party the party of George Soros, Alexander Soros? Or is the party of the United States of America? This is really revealing to the people, once and for all, who are the puppet master here, who are pulling the strings. I mean, the photos of Alexander and Obama, the way they exit also the room after the talk, it's like they're hand in hand together. And they are
well, ready. I mean, let's just say it. They act like they're gay lovers.
Possibly, but in any case...
And they're all over each other, which is whatever. The point is that, let's expand on this. We got documents earlier this year in January that Alexander Soros was funding. Anybody can type this in. Leaked documents show Obama was planning martial law in Maryland in 2015 is the headline. And it's all their own documents, how they fund Antifa, how they do it. Antifa is allowed to dox people, threaten to kill people, harass people in restaurants. Twitter won't take them down. I confront a CNN reporter who's having me censored. I get banned on Twitter. So it shows the power of Antifa because Alexander Soros funds it.
And now they want to put their hands on the redistricting, on the vote process. They want to change the law in their favor. They want to make sure that there is never another possibility for Donald Trump. So this is the danger that we have here, that Soros is starting to move, you know, his various puppets so he can get this law changed. And once he has the law changed, he has Washington in his hands, Silicon Valley in his hands, then he has the whole world in his hands, basically. The whole World Wide Web and this planet with China, of course, and with the communists. This is the first time, Alex, that we have the Pope nominating bishops together with a communist country having a say in the whole process. I mean, Catholicism was about bishops being nominated by the Pope and the Vatican. Now they are nominated together with the Communist Party of China. Of course, Catholics will rebel in the next few weeks and say, why don't we have the same opportunity in America, in Europe, of participating to the process of nominating our own bishops and cardinals. But this is only possible for the communists. Doesn't this tell you something, Alex, about where we're going?
It is, and if people are watching on TV right now, there's the article from earlier this year, Documents to Tell Plan for Civil Unrest, Martial Law in Baltimore, run by Alexander Soros. Notice the two videos are banned, though, because YouTube took us down, but we're going to re-upload those videos and have them added to that page. It's a whole project we've got trying to hire folks to be able to upload the thousands of videos, because this is so damning, and all these videos are so evergreen, like fine wine, they get better over time, like real estate, they just appreciate. That's why they wanted the channel with billions of views taken down, and so in closing, Leo Zagami, LeoZagami.com. Are we winning? Are we losing? What do you expect to happen? What can the average person do to defeat this, really, the satanic world government?
Well, on the short run, technically speaking, we are losing because they are more powerful from Silicon Valley in getting their message through. They have already the mainstream media, now they are getting the internet on their sites. On the short run, they might actually win this war. But then on the long run, people are going to realize this is going to become a living hell. They started with InfoWars, they're going to continue with every single conservative journalist or blogger, and then in the end, if you don't think in the way they want, in that left-wing ideology, you're not going to be allowed to even talk.
And that's why people like Faith Goldie and the Misfits frontman, Michael Graves, and everybody's getting more aggressive now. Yeah, she's number three in the debate. They don't have her. She goes on stage anyways. They're going to find out that the big dog is about to get off the porch, Leo.
Yeah, a few days ago, I was about to go, I don't want to say the name because I feel sorry for him. I was about to go on an important radio show in Canada, and they begged me to not nominate your name. I mean, they were like, if we put the name of Alex Jones through the system, they're going to block everything. I was like petrified in front of this. I mean, you are telling me, my friend Alex, I collaborate and work with him for years, and you're telling me to not nominate his name? I mean, this is where we are at. Colleagues,
well, that's the litmus test. In fact, they tell talk show hosts, just put him down, we'll promote you. But then next it'll be them. It's so draconian. Well, Leo Zagami, what'd you tell the show? Sorry, not coming on?
In the end, I was just like shocked, Alex. I said, okay, whatever, you know. I couldn't be bothered, you know, with the whole thing. It's not... I mean, I was ready to go on the show with my InfoWars t-shirt on, so I was like really ready for it, and it kind of was a turn-off. It was a little bit when you go with a woman.
No, I understand. Well, that's why we've all got to work harder, because if they can bring us down, they can bring us all down. And I know they've tried to throw you in prison, you name it, Leo. You've been through this they're in Rome and they're in Italy. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. Leo Zagami.
Thank you very much, Alex, and you have all my support and the support of a lot of people here in Europe that are starting to really look at InfoWars as a beacon of light and freedom of speech.
Well, we're trying the best we can. We got a great crew. I appreciate you, Leo. We're going to come back, start the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up and get to a bunch of clips and news I haven't covered, but this is what it comes down to. They put up these psyops that if you have Alex Jones on YouTube, you'll be banned. It's not true. But they just say it, so it becomes true. Like, it's one thing to ban me off the platform, another thing to say, you can't talk about them. What, like I'm the new N-word? But again, they're seeing if you're stupid. And they're testing, and they're trying to rob your birthright right now. Hoping you think, oh, it's just Alex Jones, I won't defend him. We need your financial support. We have great products you need. On top of that, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got to end this special on X2, but I haven't taken it down. 25%, it's still there, InfoWarsStore.com. Box Day's coming up, too. Stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.